Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Angry Gods by Theophilus Monroe and Michael Anderley. Narrated by Caitlin Davies. Chapter 1. Sienna couldn't stop giggling as our little ragtag bunch of god hunters climbed into Delphine's late 1970s Volkswagen van. "Into the mystery machine we go!" I tilted my head. "What are you talking about?" Delphine grinned and placed her fingers on her lips to stifle her laughter. Apparently, she got the joke. "Haven't you ever seen Scooby-Doo?" Sienna asked. I scratched my head. "Isn't that a cartoon?" "We didn't have many of those in the underworld. We imported a few. I think we had SpongeBob SquarePants, and Morty was really into Beavis and Butthead." Sienna tilted her head. "Why doesn't that surprise me?" Kevin climbed in the van behind the rest of us. Then Cerberus hopped up. "Now that Scooby is here, we are good to go." I raised an eyebrow. "What's the joke? I don't get it." Zeus placed his massive palm on my shoulder.
"It's all right, Zoe. I don't understand the joke either."
"We're off on a mission to find a culprit," Sienna explained. "We're in a van almost exactly like the one they used. We have a talking dog. We have a clean-cut pretty boy. Kevin, that makes you Fred. You're Daphne, Zoe. I'm Velma. Zeus is Shaggy."
"What about me?" Delphine asked.
Sienna pinched her chin. "Well, you aren't the bad guy, but in every episode, the bad guy is wearing someone else's face. You can wear other people's faces. You know, when you let a spirit take over your body. It sort of fits."
Zeus narrowed his eyes.
"Who is this Shaggy? Was he a god?"
Kevin had to swallow his laughter.
"He was out of place, clumsy, and a little awkward. Still, he usually stumbled his way into solving the crime, often by dumb luck."
Zeus tugged on his long white beard.
"I confess, inhabiting a meat suit for the first time in centuries is awkward. However, the issue of luck is fitting to the Olympian we're looking for."
Kevin nodded. "From what I understand, Hera's had to close down last night. She started at the blackjack tables. Then she hit the dollar slots. Jackpot every time. The casino thought she was some kind of mastermind and called us in to investigate."
Zeus nodded.
"That's Tyche. She's the Olympian goddess of chance. Though I suspect that, like the rest of the Olympians, she doesn't have a clue who she is."
Delphine was driving. She pulled onto the interstate and glanced at us in the rearview mirror.
"If we can get to her, I can help her restore her memory."
"Just as you did for me,"
Zeus exclaimed.
"It might be more difficult than we're expecting."
"Why?" I asked. "She's a luck goddess, right? It's not like we're going after Ares. At least, not tonight."
"She controls not only her fortune, but she can manipulate the fortunes or misfortunes of those around her. We'll need to approach her with care. The slightest hint that we're after her or trying to take her against her will, and as you humans say, that ship is likely to sail right into the fan."
I snickered. "It's the shit hits the fan. That's the saying. But we get the point." Zeus tilted his head.
"Why would anyone throw poop at a fan?"
"Good question," Sienna snickered. "That's crappy behavior." I rolled my eyes. "I don't know. People say weird things."
"And quite unexpected. That's what you should expect when we close on Tyche. If there's anything unfortunate that can befall us if she suspects we're after her, it will happen."
I turned to Kevin. "You're certain she's at Argosy?" Kevin nodded.
"After the incident at Hera's, we shared her image from their security cameras with other casinos. Technically, she hasn't broken any laws. Until we have evidence that she has, the department's hands are tied. Still, she's a person of interest and the subject of an ongoing investigation."
Zeus laughed.
"She doesn't need to break the law. Even if she did, good luck arresting her."
I grinned. "Was that a joke?" Zeus nodded.
"I suppose it was, though it was an unfortunate one."
"Another joke," Zeus laughed.
"That time it was unintentional. Even if she breaks every law on the books, any chance she has to evade capture will fall her way. Without her memories, I suspect her powers are operating by instinct rather than conscious effort. Our best chance to catch her will be to approach her as friends. The sooner Delphine can restore her memories, the better the chance we have to get her on our side."
I nodded. "She'd certainly be a powerful ally.
We'll need all the luck we can get if we're going to stop Anubis and Ra as they steal people's souls and try to gain power. Zeus nodded.
My thoughts exactly. The issue is, like the rest of my fellow Olympians, her powers are minimal at present.
Minimal? Kevin raised one eyebrow. She cleaned out a casino last night. She's planning to do the same tonight. Zeus nodded.
Her luck might run out. It will take time before her powers return.
Is there any way to predict when that will happen? I asked. Zeus shook his head.
Her power works mostly through subtlety. It's not like conjuring lightning. In my current state, I might deplete the power I've gained since inhabiting this body with just a few strikes. Hers will probably last longer.
Kevin sighed. Well, let's hope we catch her at the moment her luck runs out. Zeus laughed and shook his head.
That's the problem, isn't it? You'd have to be quite fortunate to stumble upon her at that moment. It would depend on luck. Until she runs out of luck, as you put it, you're not likely to catch her.
I grimaced. Well, I don't suppose there's a god of irony out there who might help us out, is there? Zeus shook his head.
Not in my pantheon.
Delphine pulled into the lot at the casino. Kevin passed around his phone so we could get a good look at Tyche's photo, which wasn't the clearest image. She looked like your average wealthy middle-aged Midwestern woman. Her hair was dark and short. Based on the men standing around her at the craps table, she was tall, but not so much that she'd stand out from the crowd. She was decked out in jewelry, likely provided by her fortuitous gambling habit. From what I could see from the grainy image Kevin had shared, she had two strands of pearls around her neck, a golden brooch, and diamond tennis bracelets on both of her wrists. She was also wearing an expensive dress and a pair of designer heels. The night before hadn't been the first time she'd tried her hand at games of chance. It had been only the first time she'd done it on a scale that had garnered the attention of a casino's managers. Kevin flashed his badge at a security guard on our way in, and they whispered back and forth. I didn't know what Kevin told him, but it was enough to elicit a kind smile from the hulking, shaven-headed man. The guard said something into his portable radio, probably to let the rest of his team know what was up. I wasn't used to taking a secondary role on a mission to capture a supernatural. Usually, I led the charge. This time, though, Sienna and I stayed back while Kevin led Zeus and Delphine to the slot machines. The plan was simple. Delphine would try to restore enough of Tyche's memory that she'd recognize Zeus and hopefully follow his lead. We'd take her back to my apartment in Delphine's mystery machine, and they'd help her recover the rest of her memory there. Part of the plan depended, ironically, on luck. Delphine couldn't predict which of Tyche's memories would return first. We hoped that since Zeus was the king of Olympus and Tyche had spent thousands of years following his lead, he'd be among the first things she recalled. Tyche was surrounded by handsome men, at least 10 years her junior. Apparently, the goddess's idea of getting lucky involved more than her financial interests. She was seated at one of the $5 slot machines, but the lack of flashing lights suggested she hadn't yet pulled the handle. She was taking her time, relishing in the experience and attention she was getting from her suitors. Kevin joined Sienna and me as we watched from afar. If things go south, there's no telling what might happen. Our priority is to keep everyone safe. I shrugged. Zeus said she's not a malevolent deity. Most of the time. Kevin nodded. Still, if she thinks she's cornered, there's no telling what kind of misfortune could befall anyone who gets in her way. We have to be ready for anything.
Anything? Sienna raised her eyebrows. When it comes to chance, hell, a meteor could come crashing through the ceiling if that's what it takes for her to make a lucky escape.
Kevin chuckled. Yeah, but what are the chances? Never mind. Everything is going to depend on Delphine and how much of Tyche's memory she can restore. If she doesn't remember coming to Earth and her essence being placed in a golem, who knows how she'll react? The definitions of fortune and misfortune will be connected to her perception of the situation. Sienna sighed.
My fingers are crossed. That's for good luck, right?
I grinned. We'll see. Zeus and Delphine approached Tyche. With her back turned to the slots, They had no choice but to make their way through the small crowd of hunky men around the goddess. A waiter walked by and offered me a drink. I waved him past. Sienna dismissed him too. My stomach churned. If this worked, we'd gain a huge advantage over Anubis and Ra. If it didn't, well, there was no telling what might happen. The Egyptian gods hoped to gain enough power that they could go to Olympus and take over. Athena was there somewhere, lurking in the shadows. She was trying to rebuild her power as well. The other daywalkers, empowered by the temporary sun that Dionysus conjured over Olympus, were there to frustrate her efforts. Once Anubis and Ra arrived, though, they'd become a liability. Ra was a sun god, so he could create a sun more powerful than the makeshift ball of light Dionysus had crafted. If he did, he'd be able to command Jesna and the Daywalkers and use them to get rid of Athena and thwart the attempts of any Olympian gods we managed to restore as they tried to reclaim their realm. Securing Tyche would change that. She could inflict Anubis and Ra with innumerable misfortunes and also help us track the other Olympians. When Zeus and Delphine approached Tyche, the goddess of fortune extended her hand and introduced herself. I couldn't hear what they were saying, but she didn't recognize Zeus. Delphine intercepted her handshake intended for Zeus and placed her finger in the goddess's palm. I'd seen her do something similar with Zeus, and she'd read my palm the first time I met her. She was using the contact as a conduit to connect Tyche's mind to her history and memories. Tyche's eyes widened, and she stood up. People kept walking in front of me since the casino was a busy place. Zeus said something to her. From the look on his face, it was as if he was pleading with her to remember who he was. Tyche pressed past the lightning god and through her crowd of suitors, and made eye contact with me. Her eyes narrowed. She's with Athena! Oh, shit, I exclaimed. It's hitting the fan, Sienna added. I grunted and tried to get to Tyche. If I could explain that I didn't know what Athena had planned and that I'd been used as a pawn in the goddess's efforts to take over Olympus, maybe she'd listen. The toe of my boot caught the leg of someone's chair as one of the gamblers stood from his slot machine, cursing at it for failing to turn up sevens. I fell and crashed into the waiter who'd offered me a drink. Alcoholic beverages from his tray splashed my head. Tyche ran away. Kevin and Sienna turned to pursue her, but ran into each other and bonked heads. Tyche, stop! Zeus's hand pulsed with power, and he shot a lightning bolt in her direction. It hit one of the slot machines, bounced off it, hit a machine behind Zeus, and struck the god's ass. He buckled over in pain. Kevin grabbed my hand and helped me up while rubbing his head with his opposite one. Delphine was tending to Zeus. We have to go after her, I shouted. If I can talk to her and clarify what's happening, maybe she'll come around. The gamblers were all fleeing for the exits. Zeus wobbled over to me. Seriously? A lightning bolt here? I asked.
I thought I could shock her and slow her down. Maybe a jolt of electricity would awaken more of her memory.
Come on. I frowned. I realize our chances suck right now and getting through this crowd of panicked people isn't going to be easy, but we have to try. I have a feeling we won't have much luck finding her after tonight. Zeus nodded.
It's worth a try. There's too much at stake to give up now.
I tried to press through the crowd, but all the largest and most imposing people in the place were right in front of me. More than a few tripped over their shoelaces, and I tripped over them in turn. I suspected Tyche wasn't having any such difficulty as she fled. We spotted her on the sidewalk outside the casino, but there were too many people between us to reach her. A red Ferrari pulled up in front of her, and a man whose face I recognized but hadn't ever met spoke to her through his window. Tyche made her way around the front of the car and got into the passenger seat. The Ferrari took off, its engine roaring over the crowd's noise.
You've got to be kidding me!
I threw my hands in the air in frustration. Kevin laughed.
That was Patrick Mahomes,
Sienna giggled.
Why in the world would he give her a ride?
I shook my head. A stroke of luck, I suppose. Kevin shook his head.
Well, if Tyche favors those who lend her a helping hand, I'm putting my money on the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl this year.
I glared at Kevin.
You've got to be joking.
Kevin shrugged.
Hey,
You take your luck wherever you can find it. I'm not going to complain. I'm a big Chiefs fan, you know.
Chapter 2. My first thought was to follow them in Delphine's van, but I dismissed that idea. It would take time to get the van, and we couldn't catch up with a Ferrari anyway. Besides, when misfortune was sure to befall us if we pursued her, chasing Tyke in a vehicle that didn't have good safety ratings was a horrible idea. Delphine went to get the van anyway. There was no reason to stick around. We had to go back to my apartment and regroup.
This might not be a lost cause, Zeus mused. She used a lot of power tonight. Once she's used up whatever she has, we might stand a chance.
I snorted. Sure, if we are ever lucky enough to find her again. Sienna sighed.
If we do, it will be a pretty good sign that she's vulnerable.
Kevin nodded.
It might not depend on luck. She's using fake identification. Only by luck has she convinced people it's legitimate. With all the money she has and her attraction to games of chance, I'm sure she'll turn up eventually.
Sienna shrugged.
My money says she's going to Vegas.
I grinned. That's what I'd do if I had her luck. Kevin sighed.
If she's smart, she'll go somewhere else. The casinos here are on to her.
A lot depends on how much she remembers, Zeus interjected. She recognized Zoe as Athena's pet project. She knew who I was, but I don't think she understood what was going on with the Egyptian gods or why she was on Earth.
I snorted. Pet project? Cerberus had curled up on the floor of the van.
Doesn't feel great to be called a pet, does it?
I meant no offense, Zeus apologized. You must realize that among the gods, you weren't a popular figure after you started sending vampires and such to Olympus.
I didn't know that was where they went. At least, not at first. Zeus nodded.
Understandable. However, once it became clear that you were part of Athena's treachery as her secret weapon, many of the Olympians believed it would be necessary to take you out.
I snorted. I don't suppose you mean they wanted to take me out to dinner. Zeus shook his head.
Dionysus believes in you. Hades does as well, though his support won't get you far. I cannot speak for the other gods, since it's unclear how much any of them remember, or which of their memories will return first.
It's only been a week, I countered. In that time, though, Tyche gained enough power to do what she's doing. Let's hope the other gods get their memories back before they start exercising their powers. Kevin scratched his ear. How many gods are we talking about? And what can they do? Zeus folded his hands in his lap.
Aside from Athena, Hades, and Dionysus, who aren't on Earth, there is Poseidon, the god of the sea. I find it unlikely he'll remain in Kansas City for long, for obvious reasons. There's also Aphrodite, the goddess of love and beauty. Apollo, my son, is the god of music and healing. One of my daughters, Artemis, is a goddess of hunting, and is known to protect women during childbirth. Demeter, my sister, is a goddess of agriculture. Hephaestus is a god of fire and the forge. He's one of my sons and the husband of Aphrodite. He's a lover of peace, however, so he poses little threat. Hestia will pose little difficulty. My sister is the goddess of the hearth and a homebody. If she finds a nice place to settle, she'll be content. That might make her difficult to find, however, so until her memories return, there's little we can do.
I shrugged. None of those sounds threatening.
These are the least concerning of the gods now on Earth. Their powers are unlikely to do much harm, even if their memories don't return. However, we must be on guard for Hermes. He's also one of my sons. He moves exceedingly fast, is known to befriend thieves, and is something of a trickster.
Kevin nodded. So we need to be on the lookout for a heist? Zeus nodded.
That is likely. Ares, of course, will pose a problem. He was difficult as a child, and neither his mother nor I had much success with taming his urges. He's obsessed with war.
I snorted. War. Lovely. Zeus nodded.
He's attracted to conflicts of any sort. If there is no battlefront where he can bloody his spear, expect to find him somewhere full of contentiousness.
Sienna chuckled.
So he'll probably get involved in politics.
That's one possibility. He very well might find another place in the world to go where war currently rages.
I furrowed my brow. You're saying we need to rally the Olympians, but the god of war, whose abilities would be helpful to defeat Anubis and Ra, won't listen to you?
I neglected to mention Hera, my sister and wife.
Sienna tilted her head. You married your sister?
Zeus nodded.
I didn't have a lot of options. Relations among the gods are not the same as they are for humans.
I tilted my head. What kind of powers does Hera have?
She and I have a tenuous relationship since she begrudges me the many lovers I've taken over the centuries. Still, jaded though she is about our marriage, she is the protector of women, nourishes families, and is known to bless marriages.
I pinched my chin. You really are a dysfunctional bunch, aren't you? Zeus shrugged.
Our relationships with one another are not a concern. We all have our functions, and should we regain our strength, we will have more than enough power to thwart the Egyptians. We've done it before, and we'll do it again. You should not concern yourself with their abilities. The war we must fight is not on Earth, but on Olympus.
We still have to find them, I replied. Hopefully we can keep whatever havoc they cause to a minimum.
The priority is to thwart Anubis and Ra, so they do not gain their power at the expense of human lives before our memories return, and we can face them together. Tyche was the key. I'm not sure what we should try next.
Kevin sighed. It's just a matter of time before Anubis and Ra start killing people.
We can't let that happen.
I took a deep breath, then exhaled. Anubis took the Arceus crystal. If he figures out how to use it, he and Ra will be able to take any form they like. Sienna sighed.
I don't understand why we don't hunt down all the Olympians, send them back to Olympus, and let them regain their abilities there.
Zeus twirled his beard around his finger.
The whole reason we were sent to Earth was that if Anubis and Ra gain power fast, and we are still at diminished strength, they'll not only defeat us, but they'll also cast our pantheon into the void. We must remain here until we're prepared to fight for Olympus.
I huffed. That's the problem, isn't it? Tyche is already using her powers. I have to believe the other gods are too. You wasted a lightning bolt in the casino, Zeus. How long is it going to take for the Olympians to regain their strength if they can't resist using their powers here? Zeus sighed.
That's why we must restore their memories.
I nodded. You focus on that. Delphine can help you. It might have worked with Tyche if I hadn't been there. As much as I like this Scooby squad, I think we need to split up. Dionysus's original plan was to keep the Egyptian gods on Olympus while you all regained your strength. However, I had no choice but to reap them in the battle. Dionysus seemed to think that would give you and the other Olympians enough time to regain your strength and get rid of Anubis and Ra once and for all if I find them and reap them back to Olympus before they regain their strength. Zeus shook his head.
I understand that would be ideal. However, the problem remains. Until they start killing people and devouring their souls, the chance of locating them without Tyche's assistance is very small. If they begin devouring souls, it will be too late for that plan to work. They'll be too powerful. Hades must retain control of Hell. He won't be much help on Olympus. If the Egyptian gods gain any power and you send them to Olympus, what is Dionysus going to do? Get them drunk on wine?
I shrugged. Maybe. Do you have a better idea? Zeus sighed.
Not really.
Focus on Tyche. We were right before. I've seen what she can do. She's a game changer. You won't need as much power to defeat the Egyptians if you have ridiculous luck on your side. Kevin sighed.
I know it's only been a few days, but it's strange that nothing has come up. I'd think these Egyptian gods would have started siphoning souls right away. Is it possible that they are experiencing the same symptoms as the Olympians?
Sienna, you said Anubis and Ra used all the golems you'd created for the Daywalkers, right?
That's right. They each combined 3 golems into 1.
It's unlikely they have the same memory loss then, Zeus mused. The Arceus crystal was made for this very purpose. Incarnation always comes with temporary memory loss. However, some of that was probably mitigated when the Egyptian gods combined the golems.
I pressed my lips together. So they might have some memory loss, but not as much? Zeus nodded.
That might explain why they haven't devoured any souls yet, but that's not the only explanation. Perhaps they're biding their time, knowing that once they start, it will raise red flags. Maybe they've relocated to another city. What I fear the most is that they're planning a mass casualty event so they can devour many souls at once.
I should reach out to Morty. If they're devouring souls anywhere, the Reapers will have encountered them. He might know something. Zeus shook his head.
Unless they are devouring souls not due to be reaped. If that's the case, since Dionysus and Hades are producing the schedules for the Reapers, they'd know if souls had gone missing.
And they'd tell Morty so he could get the message to us. Dionysus knows what's at stake. This was his plan from the start. Zeus nodded.
Find out what you can. Delphine and I will work on tracking Tyche and the other Olympians.
Delphine looked at us in the rearview mirror. If you figure anything out, or if Ra and Anubis start devouring souls, you have my number. Sienna nodded.
We'll touch base when we know more.
Chapter 3 Delphine dropped Sienna, Kevin, and me off at my apartment. I set up the crystal that opened a portal to the underworld. Since it was late, we had to make do with artificial light to activate it. As the acting Grim Reaper, Morty was in what used to be my father's office. Now that my dad had retired from reaping, he spent most of his time either hanging out with the old folks at the Satyrs Club or training Roy as the new boatman on the River Styx. According to Morty, all was going well. Now that the Reapers had been reinstated, he was busy with the schedule provided by Dionysus and Hades to ensure that all the souls coming due were appropriately harvested and delivered to Roy. Anubis and Ra weren't devouring souls. Not yet, anyway. What were they doing? Perhaps Zeus was right. Maybe they were biding their time or planning something big. Have you heard from Dionysus? I asked. Morty nodded.
He's been here twice since you left. The last time was 4 or 5 hours ago. Athena is still in hiding. As long as the cumulative power of the Daywalkers exceeds her power, she will be.
I nodded. That could take some time.
Any word on Katarina? You reaped her on Olympus. She must be back on Earth.
I sighed. Sienna said she didn't take a golem. Maybe she had more of her own golems that we didn't find. So far, like the Egyptian gods, she's lying low.
Have you considered that she's likely working with them? She served Anubis before.
I nodded. I suspect she is. They have the Arceus crystal, so even if she didn't have a spare golem lying around, they could have made her one.
Which means you might not recognize her.
I nodded. That's true.
She will have to feed.
Damn it, Morty. You're a genius. Morty cocked his head.
I am.
If she has to feed, we can find her. If we find Katarina, we find Anubis and Ra.
But if she looks like someone else, how will you know if it's her who is feeding or another vampire?
I shook my head. I won't. Thankfully, there aren't many vampires left in Kansas City. They aren't inclined to live in the same city as me for some reason. Morty chuckled.
I wonder why.
Zeus thinks Anubis and Ra went to another city. I don't believe that's the case, though.
Why not?
Morty asked. Because as far as I know, there are only two ways they can get back to Olympus once they regain their power, and both those paths lead through me.
Either through your portal crystal or your scythe.
I nodded. That poses another problem. If they use the portal crystal, they'll probably do a lot of damage here on their way to Olympus.
Then you'd better reap their asses before they gain enough power to challenge Dionysus and Jesna's Daywalkers.
I nodded. Between Kevin's resources through the department, Mom's skills as a slayer, and Cerberus's ability to sniff out a vampire's trail, we have a good shot at finding Katarina and the Egyptian gods. Before, when I reaped vampires, they went to Olympus. Athena used them to slowly drain the gods of power.
The vampires went there and bit the gods?
I shook my head. Well, they might have. That wasn't what I meant. The gods had to deal with them one way or another. That meant they used power, which had to be recharged over time. When all the gods were there, fully powered after not having done shit for centuries, it wasn't a problem. Now, though, I have to be careful. One vampire shouldn't be an issue. The Daywalkers can handle one. Anubis and Ra, in their weakened states, can be handled by Dionysus.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?